Our reading today comes from Luke chapter 7, but before I do it, I just want to check with Peter and Esther, are you including this reading? In the, so if I just leave it to you then? I've had a wee bit of a busy week, so I had to confer with Peter about children's talk, and so Esther and Peter have graciously said that they've come and played it this morning for us. So the passage of the reading from this morning is Luke 7, 1-10. Thanks, Pete. Oh, thanks, Hayden. I'm glad you're coming to give Dad support.
Do we have any of the young people to come up front and join Johnny? Right, today we're going to read a bit of a story out of the children's Bible, so it may not be quite the same as some of the adults' Bible's readings, but I'm sure you'll be able to survive. So this one is talking about the soldier's servant. So one day when Jesus went to a little lakeside town of Capernaum, some leading Jews from the synagogue came to him with a request. "We've come on behalf of a man who really deserves your help," they explained. "He is a Roman officer who is stationed in our town. He is a good man with great respect for the Jewish faith. In fact, he paid for the building of the synagogue. Now he badly needs your help." Now, do you know what's a bit unusual about this so far? Back in the times that we're talking about, the Jews were occupied by the Romans. So that would be a bit like if our country had the Australians in charge of it. And then if they stationed a naughty Australian... There's no Australians in here, is there? Sherwin's a very nice Australian. So it's a bit like if they stationed a nice Australian like Sherwin in our town, and we really liked her even though she took our taxes. And that's what they're saying, is that this Roman man who was usually, they were usually not the nicest people, they were usually a bit bossy and grumpy and told the Jews what to do and took their money. This guy was really nice and he had a respect for the faith of the Jewish people. And he also helped pay for their synagogue or their church, which is really quite cool. And I would say very probably unusual for that time and place. So anyway, that's why the Jewish people really wanted help for their Roman creed. So Jesus looked across to where the Roman centurion was standing, respectfully to attention. He beckoned over to him. The officer's strict military bearing relaxed a little bit as he spoke earnestly with Jesus. "Will you help me?" he begged. "I have a slave who means a lot to me. He's desperately ill, he is suffering in great pain." So this is another, shows a bit more about this officer, this Roman man, because he wants to help his slave. Usually, and you've probably heard a bit about slavery, usually people aren't very nice to their slaves. So, yeah. So this shows that this was quite a nice, gracious sort of a man. "Shall I come to your house?" Jesus said at once. "Certainly not, sir," the centurion exclaimed. It's probably not what Jesus expected him to say. "I do not deserve to have someone as great as you in my house. You have only to give the order and I know and my servant will be healed. I am a soldier under orders from Rome and have soldiers under me, my command. I only have to say, come here, and the servant comes running, or go there, and another is on his way. At the same time, I know that you have only to give the word of command and my servant will be healed." Jesus was amazed that a Roman soldier should have such complete faith in him. He has not been brought up to know and trust God as the Jewish people have. "No one else in the whole land has shown so much faith in me as his man has." He looked, told the onlookers. Then he turned to the Roman centurion and said, "Go home now, you will find that your slave has been healed, just as you believed he would." At that exact time, the centurion's slave felt completely well again and his pain had gone. So that's quite an amazing story about an amazing Roman man, really, who was a very gracious and nice person to those around him, and that he fully believed in the Jewish people's faith in God, even though that was not his custom or what he was used to. So that's, yeah, it's quite an unusual, quite a cool story in the Bible. And that he trusted that Jesus didn't even need to go and see the servant, that he could just speak from afar and that it would all happen, which is really cool. So the next thing I'd like to ask you is, do you have anyone that you can trust? Or do people in your lives play tricks on you? I know that no big brothers or anything would ever play tricks on little brothers or sisters or anything like that. Jono, can you always trust in Jessica?
Oh,
definitely. What about you, Peter? What about you, Peter?
I was always a very trustful big brother, Steve. And sort of you think about times when you can trust people and people you can't trust. And it's all right when you have a few games and jokes between each other, but you really appreciate those people in your life that you can trust to do what they say they're going to do and to be there when they say they're going to be there and all those sorts of things. So yeah, that's just a wee take-home message for today, is to think about those people that you can trust in your life and I suppose then to also try and be one of those people that other people can trust in their lives. Because people really appreciate that, as the Jewish people could trust the Roman centurion, and the Roman centurion had amazing trust in Jesus, and obviously also in his servants below him too. So we'll just pray before we carry on. Dear God, we thank you for the story in the Bible, and we thank you for how unusual it is, because the unusual stories are always the interesting ones. And dear God, we just thank you that we can learn so much from all the characters in this story, and that we just learn so much that to be trustworthy is such an important asset to have, and such an important characteristic to have. So we just pray that as we go forward, we'll be able to find people that we can trust, and also that we can be someone that other people can trust. In Jesus' name, amen.